Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you along for another lovely experience. I always look forward to sharing these times with you. Today, we are going to indulge in a little bit of partying, clubbing, going out and having a good time. Something that has oftentimes led to more than was originally intended, be it staying out all night, getting a little bit more inebriated than was planned, going to eateries that you never would have frequented if it were not for being under the influence, or worse things yet, like getting bimbified, getting to be so ditzy, and having only the most delectably awful things happen to you. Well, if that's the sort of thing that titillates you, you've come to the right place. It would be my pleasure to pull you through into a space like that. I know you're going to enjoy it since you're here. So why don't we get started? Just listen and follow along. That's how we start this journey. After all, it's simple enough, just a series of words being spoken softly to you. Storytelling is so much more than that, isn't it? And yet, it really is as simple as the spoken word, oftentimes. For most of human history, it has been. And yet, it's so powerful, so evocative. And when combined with something like trance, oh, it becomes so strong. And I'm going to enjoy pulling you along into another one of those experiences, asking you to join me a little bit in this place. That simple, communicative rhythm, that well-placed set of words, repeating and building that sense of anticipation, knowing that with each passing moment, with each idea and concept that I hand to you, we're beginning to build that bridge into another world. By letting go of your focus, letting go of your ideas, well, I can give you a story to listen to, a concept to focus in upon. Isn't that right? Yes, exactly. I'm glad to see we're in agreement. Listen and follow, slide and slip. Those words begin to drip like soft honey into your ears, don't they, dears? Yes, it feels good to let go and lose track. So let me pull you back and back again. Let yourself be peaceful. Listen to me. Let my words be that relaxation, that focus, that indulgence that will bring only more delight. Feel the way those words flow around your mind. Feel that which I build. It starts so simply, and yet it gets so strong, so utterly overwhelming. Until eventually, all there is are those words. Sure, an occasional thought might wander through, an idea, but you can let go of it when you know there's something that you'd rather have, something you'd rather focus on, something that pulls you along, guides you further, takes you deeper into the story. Those words that bridge worlds, those worlds that we access with words that bridge and connect. A dreamscape, a place in between times and concepts. That nucleus from which will spring forth a story, an idea. It is a place without form, without expectation, without preamble, without anything except what will eventually become a possibility, a pinpoint of inspiration. And ideal. See? We're already there. That anticipation, that desire, that thing that we've begun to build by discussing it, that expectation is enough to set you there, to place you there, to bridge that gap and be in the dreamscape. And in a moment, it'll be more than enough to send you tumbling into another world, one in which a certain nightclub, known for it, effects can be indulged in. Feel yourself pulled now, along with me as we step through that veil of rippling possibility into a story, into walking along the street with a friend, something you may have done countless times before, in a loud, bustling cityscape. Night has just fallen a couple hours ago. The air is full of the sound of jubilation and parties and vehicles. It's certainly a lively night here. And yet still you hesitate for a moment as your friend looks back expectantly. And, well, she frankly gives you quite the darling pout. Please, I know. Look, I understand Club Sub sounds like it's some sort of BDSM place, but I promise it's just a really good dance spot, okay? She's been convincing you all night long, telling you of all the ways that she's certain of it, even showing you the website, and finally you caved. It's been ages since you've gotten to go to something like this, a dancing space. It couldn't hurt, but yet the name seems to just scratch some part of you and make you bristle a little, because the expectation of something like that clearly cannot just be as innocent as a loud dance club. But here you are, at the line, and you get ready for the long wait, the wait that you expect when the bouncer sees your friend. Tall, butch-looking woman gestures at the pair of you, letting you hop the line, because clearly, for some reason, she's got an in. I guess it might be worth going, you think to yourself. I guess this will be fun. I mean, we're already getting treated a little bit differently, aren't we? And as you make that step across the threshold, what had only been the echoes of bass outside, the faint rumblings of the sound, it's like walking into thick water. A sound wave had been coalesced, and you stepped through it like a curtain of rain coming on. The music is intense, jubilant, it doesn't even begin to describe the bass, and yet it doesn't seem to hurt. It's loud and overwhelming in so many ways, but it makes you almost immediately feel that desire to dance. The club's air is thick with the scent of countless things. Everything from perfumes to the faint hints of smoke on people's clothing to the scent of girls. All sorts of things begin to assault your senses. Beyond that, the lights, the fog roiling across the space, the huge dance floor with countless different possibilities. Everything from poles to cages to platforms to open dance floor. It certainly looks like it's living up to the name. Well, not the name, you tell yourself, to what your friend had told you. You're surprised, honestly, to not see anything kinky going on. Sure, some of the people are dressed quite a bit more scantily than you ever would. Quite a bit more ditzily, a little bit more bimbo-y even. Some wearing outfits that are a little bit beyond what you would think should be allowed, be it so scantily clothed that barely anything is covered, or the odd piece of shiny accessories like the one Amazonian-looking woman dancing out there on the floor in the pink latex bodycon dress. in clear lucite heels, blonde hair flowing, large breasts and hips showing that she clearly knows how to move her body, all 6 foot plus of it, that is. The sound has really begun to shape your experience already. That overwhelming wave of sound hitting over and over again. It's like being on the beach, like waves washing over a sandcastle. Your thoughts, your ideas that you were holding on to as you came into here, feeling each distinct beat of that music hitting over and over again. Your friend's already dancing, not even with getting a drink at the bar, which frankly surprises you. Normally it takes at least that much to give you the confidence, and yet you can't help but want to join in. Can't help but want to move when that beat strikes you again. You know, maybe those second guessings, those doubts, those uncertainties weren't worth holding on to. Feeling that beat hitting into you. Oh, it's easy to let go, isn't it, once you start realizing what you're getting exposed to? That intensity, that power, that pulsing. Gosh, the music really is like nothing you've ever felt before. The way that it builds and builds. The way that the dance becomes easier, even as uncertainty itself begins to be washed away in the waves that crash upon you. As you and your friend work your way out onto the dance floor. Can't help but steal another look at that, oh, that beautiful, statuesque, pink-dressed goddess before you. The way that she moves, the way that you dance, you can't help but mirror her just a little bit as you move from side to side and up and down, body seemingly finding its way in. Oh, it becomes so easy to let go of thoughts, doesn't it? It's almost as if the bass itself was swelling up around you, like those waves that crash, 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 crash. As though each moment that another note struck, another snap, another snare, another sound, as they built together, washing over you, flattening out every last little bump like sandcastles in the waves. Until everything is just a smooth, over, blissed out, blank dance. Time blurring, the music, the sounds, the lights, taking away all that was left in between the notes. The notes themselves building only the most beautiful dancing. And in a moment, in a flash, in an instant, you can see. The distance between you and she has closed. And she is a tall goddess, isn't she? Standing over you. She's definitely taken notice of you. Definitely seen you. Smiling gleefully. Jiggling, moving, writhing. Undulating in only the most controlled and yet perfect motion. Breasts only constrained by that latex. Her body towering over you. In absolute beauty. You can't help but be mesmerized yet again, can't help but be pulled in yet again, losing yourself to that beat, losing yourself to the motion of her hips, the way that she moves in on you, pulling you close suddenly, beginning to grind and dance, hands gliding across you, as you lose track of time yet again, finding each touch brings pleasure, each touch makes your thoughts a little bit more muddied, a little bit more empty, a little bit more full of pleasured, mindless bliss. Smiling gleefully, feeling yourself guided through the motions, losing track of all the worries you had before. And yet, it goes further still, as though your very thoughts themselves could have liquefied from the vibrations of the bass, as though your very thoughts themselves could have melted away. As though those thoughts were no longer your own, but the beat could own them. Feels so good, doesn't it, to lose everything into the motion, into the touching, into the smooth, slick material sliding against you. Your eyes feeling like they're glazing over pink from the latex, the lights flickering off of it from the sound ricocheting around inside your mind. As though everything that was before and everything that would be would only happen here between the beat, between the noise, between the sounds. It's easy enough to lose track of, isn't it? To be without place, without time, to just be the rhythm in your mind, the touch, the feel, the sensation of it. You hardly even notice as she begins to lead you towards another area of the club, towards the edge of the dance floor. The music carrying you along like a wave that pushes you, like a wave that guides you, like a sound that sings to your mind one simple note, empty but for the beat, mindless but for the bass, blank in your face and easy with grace, that bass that breaks down everything inside, the sound that overrides. The ideas that you once had, long gone to the sound, to the bass, to the noise. And suddenly, you're in a new space in the club. A hallway that hardly seems to shield you from the sound. Almost feeling like it's amplifying it, almost feeling like it's focusing it. As she guides you along past door after door, deeper into the club. Till she finds just the right one. Pushing you through it, suddenly finding yourself in a very intimate space beyond. And yet, even with the door closed, the music seems to be there. The music piping through you. Music flowing in, the bass rumbling through, taking away those second-guessing moments, taking away those hesitations as you realize what you've entered. A room outfitted clearly for the indulgence of those within it. Many different things littering the space, from toys to lube, to places to fuck, to places to be used, things to be tied to. And that's when you notice that she's gone, already past you, moving somehow still to the beat with every stride, every step, every motion. To grab something, a harness, a toy, a luminescent pink dildo glowing under the black light that, well, seems to be everywhere. It's something that you didn't expect, and yet the music bounces off the inside of your mind, seeming to know just then, to crescendo, to grow, to swell up, until you find yourself once again presented with that goddess as she slides that strap on, peeling up her dress just enough to fit it into place. The lurid tip of the dildo weaving back and forth as she sways towards you, gesturing towards the bed. You can't help but find yourself already making your way there as she climbs up above you as you fall back onto the bed. Hardly even certain what to do, she seems to know as she pushes and guides and shoves, guiding your mouth down to meet the toy, as your eyes glaze over, realizing that whatever lube she'd already put on there is so sweet, so utterly delicious. And yet the sound thrums again, the rhythm pulls you into the pleasure of that experience, and in an instant you're bobbing back and forth, pleasing the toy as she grinds it into you gently, yet steadily building that pleasure, building those repeating, echoing waves again, as the pink, pulsing pleasure pushes through what little is left of your mind, leaving only the most pleasured and empty expanses behind, thoughts shattering, ideas breaking apart. Just the pleasure of pleasing this goddess, the pleasure of being an empty, mindless vessel for the beat. A giggling, sweet little toy of the sound waves around you. Happy to please, happy to be used. It's amazing how even this motion of pleasing this toy for her becomes something that is another dance. Your tongue gliding, your body moving, in rhythm and sync perfectly with her as she guides you, as she makes you into just what you should be. Another mindless sub of the sound, the bass, the noise. Such an excessive place, isn't it? Yes, it really is. And then the dildo's gone, just like that, from your lips, leaving you wanton as you look up, only to discover her grinning down at you, holding that bottle of lubricant again. And, well, it doesn't take much to find your clothes falling to the floor when you realize just how much more she intends to do. Yes, exactly that. She intends to make good use of you. I'm sure the possibilities, the concept, has wormed its way into your mind at this point. How nice it would be to be fucked to the rhythm, used to the rhythm, bounced to the rhythm. Even now, as she begins to position herself, even now, as the lube is poured and dripped down onto that strap, I'm sure the anticipation has gotten you desiring to feel what it might be like to let the music, the pleasure, and whatever is in that liquid take away what else is left of you, smash it to pieces with the beat. And as she enters, as she presses in, as she pushes that strap deep inside, oh, it does make your mind break with pink starbursts of pleasure. Pink whiting out, pink pinking out, pink blasting through those motions, the beat, the fucking that has begun and being used in such a wonderful way really does cement what it's like to be a ditzy thing, submitting to the sound, the excess all around, the noise that builds, the sound that pulses, the pleasure of being used, feeling that toy go in and out, feeling the way that she grips you with such confident feminine hands, yet making you feel so helpless in every possible way. The pleasure builds yet again and again, wave after wave of sound crashing and meeting in the middle with the toy inside. Each instance of it breaking again, like the waves on a beach. Waves breaking over you, you breaking over them, the toy splitting all that was left before and all that came after. That's exactly it. You know what's happening, and it's exactly how you wanted, exactly what you needed, exactly the sort of thing that would make her smile as you catch a glimpse every now and then. Noticing her hands, her technique, her pulsing, pushing, power and prowess, using you just so, playing you like another instrument in this beautiful cacophony of sound. Oh, that's exactly it, isn't it? The way the pleasure builds, the way the beat bounces and breaks and smashes its way through whatever is left inside. Leaving only pleasure and sound and mindless bliss behind. The beat smashing through once more. That dildo leaving nothing to chance as it builds and builds and builds inside. That's the real fucking baseline, the real fucking sound is you at this point. So the pleasure causes only more pleasure, and you can't help but let go to it, abandoning yourself into the usage, into becoming another mindless, empty sub in this club, letting the sound smash, letting that which she has used upon you play out such beautiful sounds and pleasure within, getting used and fucked relentlessly as it builds still more and more until there's nothing you can do to hold back from what is inevitable, what will happen, what is coming to be inside of you. And oh, how good it is to give in to that, isn't it? To let go and become another mindless sub, to the sound. Isn't that right? To let go. To let the pleasure take over. To let your thoughts be broken on this toy. To be empty once more. To know no moment outside of this note. To be fucked and used. To feel yourself. Become so blissfully blank on that pleasure, knowing that with each movement, with each thrust, with each instant, you're just a little bit more empty, except for the pleasure that fills you, that overtakes you, that overflows until there is nothing left but a fountain of bliss, of pleasure. And oh, it is good, isn't it, to let go in such a wonderful way. To have the sound break you down, to be fucked helplessly by, oh, such a wonderful, wonderful goddess, a beautiful creature like her. Eventually, that rhythm slows, till it's only a half of what it was before, letting that pleasure ride out, letting that joy slowly work its way down until you're riding on the aftershocks, riding on the sound's echoes within, riding it out, gentle and easy. Good, that's it. Feeling that pull once more towards the dreamscape. As though as the sound fades, so does your connection to this world, to this space, letting you take the memories of the place. But knowing that if you did want to revisit it, that if you did want to return, those possibilities would still be there. The dreamscape calling, pulling, guiding you, letting you refresh and rest inside of it. So now as we get that pull, that lovely sensation that drags you back from the sound, from the cacophony, from the chaos that we were within, back to the world of dreams and possibilities. Know that all you need to do is take just the memories, the possibilities, and leave all else behind. Let your thoughts begin to return. Let your own ideas begin to be once more. Let yourself calm and relax. Breathe deep and become a little bit more present with each passing moment, with each second that goes by. Good, that's it. See, that wasn't so hard. Drift into that world of dreams and ideas, leaving behind Club Sub, with an Amazonian goddess that fucked you relentlessly. Let yourself become more and more present. And in a moment, we'll drift back towards that world of the waking completely. Return to where we are. Become, oh, so present once again. Take note of your body. Take note of the space. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, feeling yourself become present again. Four, take a moment to stretch your body. Five, a little more. Six, and seven, and eight, and nine. On the verge, and ten. Wide awake, feeling refreshed, feeling attentive. Good. Take a moment to look around. Observe your environment and get ready to continue with your day. Thank you so very much for listening.